I'm very, very interested myself in whether or not it's finite or just, you know, really gigantic beyond our wildest dreams. Which do you suppose?
Well, I've actually been very interested in the possibility that the universe is finite. We can't answer the question yet with observations, but it's something that we could conceivably answer sometime in the near future. It's sort of been an assumption that the universe was born instantaneously infinite, and it's one that I've never really liked. And we can make sense of a model where the universe is born in a Big Bang, and it's actually finite.
How could we hope to prove that?
Well, there are very distinct patterns that we would see in the universe if it's finite and not too big, which is to say that it's still small enough that light could travel all the way around the universe in the age of the universe. The universe is about 14 billion years old, a little less than that, and it would take light in the time that light has traveled in 14 billion years, light has traveled a certain distance. And
right.
You want the universe to be less than, essentially, 14 billion light years across. Or twice that, really, because you can look in each direction. And it's not clear that the universe is that small. We really don't have a sense for how big it should be, even if it is finite. Should it be hundreds of billions of light years across, or should it be less than that? That's very difficult to guess from our theories and our models. So it's possible the universe will be so big that we will never see, in a sense, all the way around the universe.
Doctor, would it be equally distant in all directions?
Well, it's a funny question. I think what we have to imagine, it's a good question because I think it raises the idea of what do we really mean by a finite universe. And if you think about what people used to project for the Earth before they realized that the Earth was finite, they used to imagine that maybe the Earth would go on forever and that it was flat. Or maybe if you traveled in a boat leaving the coast of Spain, you would eventually just sail off the edge of the Earth as though it had this edge.
Right.
And we're imagining something like the Earth in the sense that the real solution, the beautiful resolution, is that the Earth is finite, that if I leave Spain in a boat and I travel in a straight line and I keep traveling, maybe I have to walk on land for a little while and then I go on a boat again, but I just always go in as straight a line as possible, I'll find myself coming back to Spain again. So the Earth doesn't have an edge, nor is it infinite. It's kind of compact and connected and finite. And that's what we're imagining for the entire universe.
Okay, you subscribe, I would take it, to the Big Bang thing?
Yes.
Okay, we all know about explosions. So coming back to what I asked you a moment ago, explosions, unless they're absolutely perfect, which the Big Bang might have been, would be a little different in different directions, probably, or maybe.
Yeah.
That's why I asked, in some areas, could it be further out than in other areas? Perhaps it's not a perfect circle.
Sure, perhaps it's not a perfect circle. So you can imagine, also on the Earth, you can imagine if you're at the North Pole, there's a short way to go around and come back to where you started, and there's a long way to go around and come back to where you started. And so it's possible that if I left in a rocket ship, if the universe were finite and I could do this, I could leave the Earth, leave the solar system, leave our Milky Way galaxy, travel in a straight line, travel maybe for 20 billion light years, and come back to where I started in one direction, and it's possible if I traveled in another direction, it might only take me 10 billion light years to get all the way around. And so in that sense, yes, the universe could be longer all the way around in one direction than in another.
And if it's finite and you came to the end, where would you be? Would you just have a great nothingness in front of you or some kind of impenetrable wall or what?
Yes, exactly. And I think that is just like the Earth. If you traveled forever, where I am now, I'm in New York City, leaving New York City, would I come back to New York City again? Or would I just hit some impenetrable wall? And the fact is that you would travel in an arc around the globe and come back to where you started. And so similarly in space, if you traveled forever in one direction, it's not that you would come to a wall or an edge of space or there's some big nothingness. It's that you would actually see the Milky Way approach you again in front of you. So it would be this very surprising experience. You would leave in a rocket, you think the Milky Way galaxy is receding behind you in a straight line behind you, and you travel for years and years and years, billions of years, and you find the Milky Way approaching you in front again. So it's as though the universe is connected, and it's connected in this three-dimensional way that's very difficult to visualize, but is mathematically sensible.
Is there mathematics to support that?
Yes. We know that mathematically it's absolutely possible to have a three-dimensional space that's connected, smoothly connected everywhere and finite, so that wherever I travel in any given direction, I will simply loop around the space. I can loop round and round the space. There is no edge. There's no big divide or wall or block. It's smoothly connected, and I never notice that I'm traveling round and round the space. And mathematically, there's an infinite number of possibilities that we could choose from to imagine making the universe finite.